Is my God breaking limits? Let's rise on our feet this morning, lifting up our holy hands, lifting up our holy voices, returning thanksgiving to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's celebrate his faithfulness this morning. Let's bless his name, because him alone is worthy. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our adoration. For we slept and we awoke this morning because the Lord has sustained you and I. Let's return all glory back to him, because him alone is worthy. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you praise for the gift of a new day. Father, we celebrate your faithfulness for the joy of our salvation. Father, we thank you for being in the land of the living. From the depth of our heart, we celebrate your faithfulness. Is somebody celebrating the grace to be standing this morning? Lift up your voice and bless his holy name. Give him praise. Give him praise with understanding this morning. Thanksgiving is timely. Thanksgiving is comely. Let's bless his holy name. Let's reverence him this morning. Father, we thank you for the strength in our marrow. We return all glory back to you, because you alone are holy. Father, we thank you for the gift of a new day. We celebrate your faithfulness. Now let's begin to ask for strength upon the prayer altar this morning, for the grace of prayer and supplication this morning. Let's ask the Holy Ghost to strengthen us this morning to pray prayers, spending prayers. Let's ask the Holy Ghost for fresh fire, for fresh grace to pray prayers that must be answered with strength, with might, with vigor. Prayers that must be answered, prayers that must receive attention this morning in the name of Jesus. Let's ask for such grace by the power of God this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us be enabled upon the prayer altar. Let us be strengthened upon the prayer altar. Let us pray with purpose upon the prayer altar this morning. Every subject lifted must deliver by the power of the Holy Ghost. And even as the word comes, let our expectations be granted. Father, we thank you, because we are not leaving this mountain this morning the same way. We are living here changed, transformed to the glory of the Father. Lift up your holy hands. Give him praise. Celebrate him. Give him thanks. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning as we welcome the praise team.
Our love, calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Oh, I love calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Say how I love, how I love, calling your name every day of my life.
Your name is the same.
Calling by his name. Calling your name, calling your name, calling your name. put your hands together for Jesus. He's worthy. Our almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. The kingdom come, the will be done, now and forevermore. Almighty Father, you are. Almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Shall we give Jesus a big, big hand of praise? And please be comfortably seated. We'll begin our intercessions this morning and we shall be praying. Saying, Father, endue every winner with passion for the unsaved souls across our harvest field, leading to breaking limit order of church growth this year. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 4. Run, speak to this young man saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitudes of men and cattle therein. Please join me. Rise to your feet with faith in your heart. And together let's lift up our voices saying, Father, endue every winner with passion. Endue every winner with strange passion for the unsaved souls all across our harvest field that will lead to breaking limit order of church growth all through this year. Lift up your voice. That's our prayer focus this morning. Everyone everywhere, lift up your voice and let's engage our hearts with this prayer focus. Our Father and our God, we are crying this morning that you endue every winner with unusual passion. Endue every winner with strange passion. Passion for the unsaved souls all across our harvest field that will result in the breaking limit order of church growth you have ordained for this year. Someone lift up your voice this morning and let's together engage our hearts in this intercession. Let's lift up our voices with faith in our hearts and confidence in our God as we cry unto our Heavenly Father. Our Father and our God, we ask you this morning that you endue every single winner all across the nations of the earth with passion for the unsaved souls. Unusual passion, burning desire, zest of a strange order, burning in the hearts of every winner for the unsaved souls all across our harvest field, as we result into breaking limit order of church growth, the kind we have never seen before, even this year. Someone lift up your voice and begin to power this intercession this morning. Ensure your voice of faith is ascended to God this morning. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart this morning in this intercession. We are crying to our Father, lifting up every winner, asking the Lord to endue everyone with burning passion, with burning passion, passion for the unsaved souls all across our harvest field, even this year. Let it result to breaking limit order of church growth, breaking limit order of church expansion on every side like we have never seen before. Lift up your voice and engage this morning with passion. Engage this morning from the depth of your heart. Remember, we are praying the will of the Father. We are praying the advancement of His kingdom. Therefore, lift up your voice, everyone, this morning. Ensure your heart is connected. Our Father and our God, we are crying unto you this morning concerning every winner and asking you to endure everyone with unusual passion, a burning desire for the unsaved souls all across our harvest field, an unusual passion for the unsaved all across our harvest field. Let it result in breaking limit order of church growth even this year. Lift up your voice. Someone is praying this morning. You are engaging the fervency of your spirit, engaging burning passion in your soul even this morning, as we cry unto our Father. Our Father and our God, we are asking you, let there be fresh hunger for unsaved souls all across our harvest field, burning in the hearts of every winner, burning in the hearts of every winner, unusual passion, a heart filled with a longing for the unsaved souls all across our harvest field. Let that be the portion of every winner all through this season, and let it result in breaking limit order of church growth, even as you have ordained for this year 2020. Let that be our experience. Let that be the portion of every winner, an unusual burning desire for the unsaved souls all across our harvest field. Lift up your voice and let's begin to thank Him again this morning. Our Heavenly Father has heard us again and He has answered our prayers. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. And in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
Next, we shall rise to pray. And when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6 paraphrase, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Shall we be on our feet as we call upon God of heaven this morning? Father, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God this morning for open reward for every engaging winner. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we call upon your name this morning. Let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Lift up your voice and pray. Engage your heart and engage your spirit in praying this prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. In the name of Jesus, this is our outcry this morning. Our Father, we are praying, standing in the gap for every engaging winner in this prophetic season to be rewarded openly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, remember we serve our rewarder God. Our Father and our God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Call upon the God of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly in the name of Jesus. He said, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone. We are standing upon the word of God this morning and we pray in the name of Jesus. Let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray unto our God this morning. Ask for open reward for every secret investment in this prophetic season in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Call upon the God of heaven this morning. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Ensure you are connecting it to heaven. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Ask for open reward. Remember, you are praying for yourself as you are praying this prayer from the depth of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded with open reward in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we are asking, let every winner, both old and young, engaging faithfully in this prophetic season, let them be rewarded openly in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with faith in your heart this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Call upon the God of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Father, we are asking in the name of the Lord Jesus, let every winner engaging faithfully in this prophetic season be rewarded openly. Lift up your two hands to the Lord, giving thanks and bless his name because he has answered us this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Please take your seat and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Next, we'll rise up to pray. When we rise, we'll be saying, Father, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. And in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 15, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Please rise up on your feet as we lift up our voices everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure that heaven hears your voice of intercession. Father, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice everywhere. His word shall, we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Ensure that you engage your faith, engage your heart as you pray this prayer fervently. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree null and void. We decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice? Pray with every fervency of the spirit. Pray with every intention. Father, In the name of Jesus, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Father, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Are you lifting up your voice? Ensure that you are focused. Don't just mutter words. Pray with every clarity. Pray with faith in your heart. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree null and void. We decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the Holy Ghost, engage your faith and engage your heart in this prayer. This is a prayer that must be answered. Father, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. They are coming from everywhere. Father, we decree null and void. We decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice? Lift up your voice everywhere. Pray in your understanding. Engage the help of the Holy Ghost as you pray fervently. Father, we desire this morning and decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Massive influx of multitude. This is our heart desire. We pray in one accord. Father, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Father, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice? Let heaven hear that your voice of intercession. Father, we decree null and void every gang up of hell against the continuous growth of this church, leading to massive influx of multitude in this prophetic season. Lift up your hands. Let's begin to magnify him for answered prayers. Father, we praise your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic agenda of the year. Can I hear a bigger amen? Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1 says, And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray, a prayer that must be answered this morning. Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit agenda of the year. Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic agenda of the year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Pray a prayer this morning that must be answered. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience. Grace for unwavering obedience. Grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic agenda of the year. Now lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. My Father and my God, this is our heart cry. In the mighty name of Jesus, grant each and every winner grace for unwavering obedience. Grace for unwavering obedience. Grace for unwavering compliance to instructions, resulting in the full manifestation of breaking limit prophetic agenda for the year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice. Speak to your Father in heaven. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grant each and every winner the grace, the empowerment for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic agenda for this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask, O Lord, for unwavering obedience, the grace for it. Lord, let every winner be imparted with the same, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic agenda for this year. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, endue every winner with an enablement, with an empowerment, O Lord, of grace for unwavering obedience. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. Father, grant every winner all grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic agenda for the year. Grant each and every winner grace for unwavering obedience. Grace for unwavering obedience. Grace for unwavering compliance to instructions in this season, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic agenda for the year. Lift up your voice, appreciate God, give him thanks for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put your hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated. And now we are rising with this prayer line. Our Father, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. Numbers 11:31, there went forth a wind from the Lord, brought quails from the sea to the camp, as it were a day's journey on either side of the camp, and 2 cubits upon the surface of the earth. Please rise with me as we pray this morning. Our Father, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, send forth the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost to continue drafting abiding multitudes into this camp all through this prophetic season and beyond. This is our prayer line. Lift your voice and engage fervently this morning. Let us cry out to God, the builder and increaser of his church. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost go forth again as in the day of Pentecost, drafting in abiding multitudes continually into our camp,
into this church, into our services, all through this prophetic season and beyond. Lift your voice and pray this morning. Our Father answers prayers, but we must pray. Engage with confidence of faith. Lift your voice and pray. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding. Let's place a demand on the altar of prayer this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church, all through this prophetic season and beyond. O God of heaven, the God of increase and multiplication, we ask for the release of the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continually so across our harvest fields all through this prophetic season, drafting in such as should be saved into our services, into this camp, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. The effectual prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous changes available. Therefore, pray a prayer that must be answered. Talk to God with faith in your heart. We are praying the will of God. It must be done on earth. Even today, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost take over our harvest fields across the nations of the earth, drafting in abiding multitudes, territory dominating multitudes, city routing multitudes into this church, all through this prophetic season and beyond. Remember, no one can come except the Father draws. Lift your voice and provoke the hand, that drawing hand of God. Invoke it right now. Pray some more. Be passionate. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost take over our harvest fields, drawing and drafting abiding multitudes, abiding multitudes, abiding multitudes into this camp, into this church, into our services, all through this prophetic season and beyond. In the name of Jesus, ensure you are part of this engagement as we advance the cause of God's kingdom. Remember, as you seek his kingdom, every other thing is added to you. Wherever you are right now, pray some more in the Holy Ghost. Engage some more passionately. Our Father and our God, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church, all through this prophetic season and beyond. In the name of Jesus, this is our desire, this is our expectation. It shall become our experience by our prayers. Lift your voice right now and be passionate. As you pray much more in the Holy Ghost, he answers prayers. He always does. Our Father, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft him, abiding multitudes into this church, all through this prophetic season. Let's lift up our voices, lift up our hands, appreciate the doer. He always answers when we pray. Father, receive all the glory. Our prayers have been answered in Jesus' awesome name. Be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Right now, it's time for personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before God and give expression to our heart desires today. As we do so, let's remember his word to us in the book of Psalms chapter 55 and verse 17. The Bible says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. That shall be our testimony today in Jesus' name. Please rise upon your feet with this understanding. Whatever those desires might be, begin to speak unto the Lord right now. Any area, any issues of your life where you require divine intervention right now, God is here, God is listening, and God is ready to release our answers. Pour out your soul unto him. Do it in faith right now. Lift up your voice right now and begin to thank God for answered prayer this morning. Thank Him, praise Him, bless Him. God has heard, He has answered, He has released your answers. Give Him praise and glory and magnify His name. Father, we thank You for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning it is testimony time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and we shall be blessed. Number one, I am an established convert with 27 established souls in church. Let's celebrate Jesus. I met with Bishop David Oyedepo last year. I met with Bishop David Oyedepo last year, October 2017, in one of his outreaches at Yanoyesi Junction. And ever since then, I have been coming to the church. In February 2018, I enrolled into Word of Faith Bible Institute, WOFPI. I am now an established convert of the bishop and have been committed to Matthew 6:33. Since the time the bishop showed me the way to the topmost top by engaging in kingdom advancement endeavors, I have won and established 27 souls in the church. Let's celebrate Jesus. In the month of May 2018, God gave me some converts. One of the converts had been believing God for a miracle job. I invited him to the church and he honored my invitation. Right in the service, the bishop declared that someone will receive job SMS that day. While we were still in the service with him, a job SMS came through his phone to resume on a job the following Monday. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. He was so excited. The following Sunday, he also came to the church with his own convert. Hallelujah. As this convert moved into the church, different kinds of great doors began to open for me. I have started my second degree in the university of my choice without any financial stress. Indeed, soul winning pays the most for anyone that cares to believe and engage in it. The testifier is Osakwe Gracia. Please, let's celebrate Jesus for this. Number two, spiritual restoration. I joined this commission in 2013. Since then, my life had been from one breakthrough to another. However, I suddenly lost my spiritual connectivity when I stopped being consistent in fellowship and prayer became a difficult task for me. Also, I easily dozed off after reading two or three lines from the Word of God. Then, I found myself drawn away to my own lust. I engaged in an act I once detested, and the spirit of whoredom got hold of me. In 2018, I was full of fear, guilt, and shame. However, in November 2019, when the prophetic theme for the month was announced as Godliness is profitable unto all things, I knew that month was for my deliverance and absolute liberty. In one of the Sunday services, while Bishop David Oyedepo ministered, my eyes were fixed on him and my heart became my notepad. Suddenly, I caught a word from 2 Timothy 2:19 to 21. Immediately, everything about me changed. Let's celebrate Jesus. The following day, I cut ties with every ungodly association. And since then till now, I have been living a godly life. Let's appreciate Jesus. I am now fervent in prayers and I hear from the Holy Spirit. Serving God is now my delight and I am consistent in fellowship. I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Adeyinka F. Please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus in appreciation of this Almighty God.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and begin to give glory to God? Let's give thanks to him for those testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let's lift our voices and give glory to him this morning. Let's give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor. Give adoration unto him. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give thanks unto him. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for these marvelous acts. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, we give you all the praise. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise and the glory due unto his name. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, this morning we give you praise for these awesome testimonies. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, for the answers you have given to our prayers this morning, we say thank you. Accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. And now, Lord, as we are before you and your word, we ask that you speak to us this morning. Let your word transform our lives. We give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It's my year of breaking limits. A line of exhortations which began yesterday is captioned, serving God is essentially serving our own interest. Serving God is essentially serving our own interest. We have come to understand that there is no commandment of God that is to the benefit of God. Whatever God instructs, whatever God directs, is to our benefit. In Isaiah 48 and verse 17, it said, I'm the Lord your God that teacheth thee to profit. I'm the Lord that leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. Every instruction from God is absolutely to our benefit. God gains nothing from your obedience. It is you and I that gain everything from our obedience. In Job 36 and verse 11, it said, if they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. So we've been trying to see what are some of these benefits, what are some of these blessings that accrue to us as we engage in serving the interest of God. And this morning we are going to look further in this subject. Number one, serving God among others turns our struggles to honor. Serving God turns our struggle to honor. In Proverbs 14 and verse 28, the Bible says there that in the multitude of the people is the king's honor. It said, but in the want of the people is the destruction of the prince. If you are going to enjoy honor, you have a responsibility. And that is to be part of the gathering of the multitudes. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 30, the Bible makes clear to us there. It says, he that honors me, I will honor. It says, and he that despises me, I will lightly esteem. In other words, it takes giving honor to God by gathering multitudes unto him to experience honor from God. And John chapter 5 and verse 44, John 5, 44, the Bible makes us to understand there. It says, ye are they which receive honor one from another, but receive not the honor that cometh from God only. So there is an honor that only God can give. Because no man can lift you beyond themselves. If a man will honor you, it cannot be beyond himself. In the same vein, it means that if a man will honor you, it will be limited. But the honor that is limitless can only come from God. And that honor requires engaging in that which honors God. In the book of John chapter 12 and in verse 26, the Bible makes us to understand there, it says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So God's honor follows our service. If you want to be a partaker of the honor that comes from God only, it is through the avenue of service. That's why we keep hearing testimonies over and again of individuals who serve God and God honored them. Look at the convert whose testimony was read this morning. He said, I'm an established convert with 27 converts also that God has used me to bring. And as a result of that, the honor of God is evident on every side. He said that I have now, I'm doing my second degree without any kind of financial stress. There is nothing like reproach around me. My life decorated by God. Why? Because he has done that which honors God. Please hear this. God is no respecter of persons. If you see the honor of God on the life of an individual, that individual is a person that is committed to honoring God. Honor is a seed. When sown to God, brings about a harvest of honor in your life. Until you are engaged in honoring God, you are not a candidate for the honor of God. And the honor of God is such that there is nothing or no one that can take it from you. When a man honors you, they can remove it from you. True of us. Haven't you seen where a person is honored, given a certain title, given a certain position by somebody, when somebody else comes, they remove it from him and give the same honor to somebody else. Why? Because the honor of man is never guaranteed. But whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. When your honor has its source in God, it cannot be removed by man. Shout hallelujah. That's why you and I have the responsibility of ensuring that we are not running after honor from men, but positioning ourselves for the honor of God by honoring God. Anyone who serves me, Jesus said, him will my Father honor. You'll be a candidate for God's honor in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you shall be a candidate for God's honor. If you are the one, say louder, amen. Amen. Number two, serving God gets us on God's payroll. Serving God gets us on God's payroll. In John chapter 4, verse 35 and verse 36, Jesus speaking. He said, do not say that there are 4 months and then comes the harvest. He said, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are white and they are ready to be harvested. And he says, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He that reapeth receiveth wages. You must understand that our commitment to serving God positions us on the payroll of God. In every organization, there is compensation and benefits. Everyone's engagement in that organization positions them to receive their payment or their compensation and their benefits. Now, if a man works for God, God cannot deprive him of his pay. James chapter 5, verse 4. This is what the Lord says in his word. It says, the hire of the laborers who reap down your field, which is kept back by fraud, crieth. It says, and the cries of them that have reaped have entered into the ear of the Lord of Sabaoth. What that means is that God is saying to withhold the pay of a reaper. He said, that is a crime before God. And God called himself in that scripture there, he said, the Lord of Sabaoth, which means the Lord of war. God is ready to fight for anyone whose pay is withheld. If that is true, then it means God cannot withhold your pay. For any man that is committed to serving God, his pay with God is guaranteed. So our stewardship to God positions you and I to receive wages from heaven. In the book of Luke chapter 22 and verse 35, Jesus said, when I sent you without pause and without sleep, without script, he said, lack you anything? And they said, nothing. So the pay of God will always satisfy all lack. It will bring an end to all dimensions of lack. Now please hear this. A physical organization can pay you, but they cannot guarantee that you will not have lack. But when God pays you, he said, my guarantee is that you will not lack anything. Remember the scripture says, he said, the young lions do suffer want and hunger, but they that seek the Lord, or they that serve the Lord, shall not want any good thing. Lack is a natural phenomenon of the earth. But God says, when you are serving me, you are not permitted to have lack. That means every area of your life sufficiently supplied by heaven. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. So the pay structure of God is an anti-lack payment. It is an anti-lack payment. It will always give no room for lack to be present. That means sufficiency in all things. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. You believe me, say louder, amen. I said, I see that becoming somebody's experience here. You believe me, say louder, amen. Amen. So it gets us on God's payroll, and the payroll of God will always negate the presence of lack. I believe that for each one of us, as we begin to engage fervently in this season, every form of lack will be brought to an eternal end. Look at the testimony that was read to us. That person said, I'm in my second master's degree program without any form of pressure. No lack. Sufficiency on every side. Because of the hand of God that is the supply of his need. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus Christ. What are we saying? Therefore, as you serve God, expect to be a candidate for his honor. And as we serve God, expect to be enrolled in his payroll. And the beauty of the payroll of God is that it brings upon you that which money cannot buy. Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26. It said there, it said, you will serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. He said, you will not cast your young nor be barren in the land. And the number of your days, God said, I will fulfill. So God makes it very clear that when it comes to him blessing us in return for our stewardship, it addresses that which money cannot buy. It gives you confidence in the future because you know the one who holds your tomorrow. I see somebody here today experiencing unusual blessing in return for engagement in the name of Jesus Christ. What that means for you and for me is this. If you want to enjoy the blessing of stewardship, all you need is to go for the grace to serve him. Go for the grace to serve him. Hebrews 12 verse 28. We having received the kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and with godly fear. May grace come upon each one of us today to serve God acceptably and to serve him rewardably in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Lift your hand and lift your voice to the Lord and take grace from him. Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace to serve you effectively. To serve you effectively, I receive your grace this morning. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. Lift your voice and take grace from God. Take grace from God. My Father, my God, I receive your grace today. I receive your grace today. The grace to serve you effectively. The grace to serve you rewardably. The grace to serve you productively. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Come on, take that grace from God right now. Take that grace from God right now. I receive that grace this morning. The grace to serve you rewardably. The grace to serve you acceptably. I receive it now. 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 I take hold of that grace. I take hold of that grace. I take hold of that grace. Lord, I receive your grace today. The grace to serve you acceptably. The grace to serve you rewardably. In the name of Jesus, I take that grace right now. Lift your voice and receive it. Lift your voice and receive it. Lift your voice and receive it. Now begin to thank him for the grace that you have taken hold of this morning to serve him rewardably, to serve him acceptably. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Father, let your grace speak in each one of our lives. And by that grace, let each one of us receive the full blessing of kingdom stewardship. Let that grace be manifest in us in this prophetic season to engage with results in Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Another day is here. Another opportunity is available. Therefore, dive into this opportunity and expect God to visit you supernaturally in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to the day right now. Make your decree concerning the day. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Speak to the day right now. Make your decree concerning this day. Make your decree concerning this day. Make your decree concerning this day. The day is declared blessed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared, so shall it be unto you. This day will answer supernaturally on your behalf. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. What eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.